This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The African Union has suspended Niger from all of its institutions and activities, quote, until the effective restoration of constitutional order following last month's coup. The Council of the 55-nation bloc made the decision after mutinous soldiers overthrew Niger's democratically elected president and quickly entrenched themselves in power. President Mohamed Bazoum, his wife, and his son have been kept under house arrest in the capital. Authorities say Greek firefighters have found the bodies of 18 people in an area of northeastern Greece ravaged by major wildfire. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Greek police have been working to identify the bodies with a specialist team. They were found near a shack in the northeastern Alexandropolis region. No reports of missing people have been filed in the area, so authorities have been examining the possibility that the casualties were migrants who had entered the country from neighboring Turkey. Hundreds of firefighters have struggled to control the wildfires, which have been burning out of control for days in northeastern Greece, with strong winds fanning flames and prompting evacuations of villages and a city hospital. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Ukrainian forces evacuated residents trapped in a southeastern village on Tuesday, the defense ministry said. Soldiers from the 47th Separate Mechanized Brigade were shown in a video rescuing civilians in the Zaporizhia region with American-made Bradley tanks, according to Ukrainian officials. Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Millar accused the Russian forces of continuously shelling the village with artillery fire. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Kenya is hosting a major aviation conference this week after Africa's air transport sector was hit hard by the global pandemic. Mohamed Yusuf reports for VOA from Nairobi.
Even as air traffic picks up, the experts say security risks have evolved. Now airlines face the threats of insiders, terrorism, human trafficking, inadequately documented passengers and contraband smuggling. The Transportation Security Administration, a U.S. government agency, invested in Kenya's international airport to improve security and train staff, increasing the effectiveness of passenger screenings. More than 300 delegates from international and African civil aviation agencies are attending the conference in Nairobi, which ends Friday. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
North Korea is planning to launch another satellite just 3 months after its first attempt to put a military eye in the sky failed, prompting condemnation from Tokyo and Seoul on Tuesday and demands to call it off. The launch is set to take place between August 24th and 31st, Pyongyang told Japan's Coast Guard Tuesday, with Tokyo mobilizing ships and its missile defense system in case it lands in their territory. Seoul said the launch would be an illegal act because it violates UN sanctions prohibiting the North from tests using ballistic technology, which is used for both space launches and missiles. The United States echoed that statement. A New York City man who chased Black Lives Matter demonstrators with a clawed glove, then got in his car and tried to mow them down in 2020, is convicted of attempted murder. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Frank Cavaluzzi from Queens is seen on Ariana Agudo's video wearing a glove with four serrated blades. Two were a foot long, according to witnesses.
That weapon that he had, like, it's literally out of a movie. Like, what the hell? Who creates that kind of weapon?
She says, like, the film Wolverine, he was chasing the BLM demonstrators while yelling, "I will kill you."
Then he gets back in his car, goes on the sidewalk, and tries to run them over.
The Queens DA says the 57-year-old faces up to 25 years to life in prison for each of the attempted murder charges. Julie Walker, New York.
Army commandos using helicopters and a makeshift chairlift rescued 8 people from a broken cable car as it dangled hundreds of meters above a canyon in Pakistan. Authorities said the rescues were completed late Tuesday in a remote, mountainous part of the country. The 6 children and 2 adults became trapped when a cable snapped while they were trying to cross a river canyon. The children were on their way to school. I'm Joe Ramsey.